Give us this day our daily bread. The first half of the prayer Jesus has taught us is in regard to the name and kingdom and will of God, that His name may be honored, His kingdom established, His will performed. When you have thus made God's service your first interest, you may ask with confidence that your own needs may be supplied. If you have renounced self and given yourself to Christ, you are a member of the family of God, and everything in the Father's house is for you. All the treasures of God are open to you, both the world that now is and that which is to come. The ministry of angels, the gift of His Spirit, the labors of His servants, all are for you. The world, with everything in it, is yours so far as it can do you good. Even the enmity of the wicked will prove a blessing by disciplining you for heaven. If ye are Christ's, all things are yours. But you are as a child who is not yet placed in control of his inheritance. God does not entrust to you your precious possession, lest Satan by his wily art should beguile you, as he did the first pair in Eden. Christ holds it for you, safe beyond the spoiler's reach. Like the child, you shall receive day by day what is required for the day's need. Every day you are to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." Be not dismayed if you have not sufficient for tomorrow. You have the assurance of his promise, "So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." David says, "I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." That God who sent the ravens to feed Elijah by the brook Kereth will not pass by one of his faithful, self-sacrificing children. Of him that walketh righteously it is written, "Bread shall be given him, his waters shall be sure." They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? He who lightened the cares and anxieties of his widowed mother and helped her to provide for the household at Nazareth, sympathizes with every mother in her struggle to provide her children food. He who had compassion on the multitude because they fainted, and were scattered abroad, still has compassion on the suffering poor. His hand is stretched out toward them in blessing, and in the very prayer which he gave his disciples, he teaches us to remember the poor. When we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," we ask for others as well as ourselves. And we acknowledge that what God gives us is not for ourselves alone. God gives to us in trust, that we may feed the hungry. Of his goodness he has prepared for the poor. And he says, "When thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just." God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. He which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. The prayer for daily bread includes not only food to sustain the body, but that spiritual bread which will nourish the soul unto life everlasting. Jesus bids us, "Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life." He says, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever." Our Savior is the bread of life, and it is by beholding his love, by receiving it into the soul, that we feed upon the bread which came down from heaven. We receive Christ through his word, and the Holy Spirit is given to open the Word of God to our understanding, and bring home its truths to our hearts. We are to pray day by day that as we read His Word, God will send His Spirit to reveal to us the truth that will strengthen our souls for the day's need. In teaching us to ask every day for what we need, both temporal and spiritual blessings, God has a purpose to accomplish for our good. He would have us realize our dependence upon His constant care, for he is seeking to draw us into communion with himself. In this communion with Christ, through prayer and the study of the great and precious truths of his word, we shall as hungry souls be fed, as those that thirst, we shall be refreshed at the fountain of life.